But if you click on what the National Jury of Elections is, it says it's an autonomous constitutional organ to oversee the legality of electoral processes.
Okay. Organs are bad. A lot of people don't know this.
Organs? I don't know about that. I think that's what the thing was in the classic movie The Thing, was an autonomous organ. Yeah. See how that ended.
Yeah. What did you say the board was called? The National Jury of Elections?
Yeah.
NJE? Mm-hmm. Neon Genesis Evangelion. I see what's happening here. Open your eyes, sheeple.
No, wait a minute. Nathan J. Epstein. What about that one?
This is the Human Instrumentality Project. And Nathan J. Robinson is Shinji, and Epstein was his father. We've cracked it.
Yeah.
Castillo, get in the tank.
Pilot the mech, Nathan, or Bernie will have to do it again.
As far as where I'm concerned, Castillo won, and this is all a bunch of fuckery trying to get,
Yes,
it's
correct.
Basically impossible for anyone in Latin America to, democratically win if you're, anywhere near being a communist or socialist without this kind of shit happening to you. So, very brave of Castillo to even run and then let alone win. So I hope that Morales and Maduro are backing him up and giving him a lot of emotional support, making him tea and, watching Sexy Beasts with him. I just imagine that they all hang out somehow.
I'd love to watch a show like that. It's just like socialist leaders watching TV shows and they're just like...
Well, they live right next to it. Obviously it's, hundreds of miles or whatever, but their countries are right next to each other. I'm sure they could hang out.
Be like, wow, America is really insane. This is the typical decadence of the West, making a Sexy Beast TV show when their people are starving.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, remember that situation about being too high to watch a movie that I told you about at the top of the episode?
Yeah.
If what we had been trying to watch had been Sexy Beast, I think my brain would have permanently broken. I think that would have just been into the mouth of madness we go.
Yeah. But yeah, I really hope that Latin America starts to join hands and, turn itself red as it should. I think it's a good sign. So the last thing we wanted to talk about, John has deleted the thing I was going to go to.
But, oh, really?
that weird thing about the woman with whose accent.
All right, well, let's talk about it because we don't really need the article for it. So there's this Australian woman who went into a coma or had a surgery or whatever.
No, she got her tonsils removed.
Got her fucking tonsils removed. Even stupider. Tonsils. And when she woke up, she had an inexplicable Irish accent.